Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower, a low of 59. State Senator Bob Wurich is joining the call for an investigation into the recent spike in gas prices in southeast Wisconsin. The increase is being blamed on a problem at a BP refinery in Whiting, Indiana, which could take up to a month to fix. The Summers Democrat is sending a letter to Attorney General Brad Schimmel calling for an investigation into what he calls price gouging.
I think the 50-cent a gallon increase in gas prices is very suspicious. And so I hope they do a thorough investigation. Once again, they're using the refinery excuse. And I think we should examine the facts of that case.
Milwaukee State Representative Josh Zepnik called for a federal investigation of the stop in production at the refinery and inspections of other refineries to make sure they are not in danger of shutting down. The Menominee tribe is voting on a pair of referenda that could legalize marijuana for medicinal or recreational use on the reservation. Lieutenant Brad Dunlap of the Lake Winnebago Area MEG unit says if the tribe legalizes marijuana, dealers will likely start making buys there.
That would merely be a closer source of supply with the legalization in 4 states now. The big trend shift that we've seen over the past 4 or 5 years has been an increase in importation from those states, specifically Colorado. So if it was legalized on the reservation, that would be a concern as far as the proximity of the source of supply to the Fox Valley.
If the tribe legalizes marijuana as a possible way to make up revenue officials had hoped would come from a casino in Kenosha, it will have to follow several federal rules. Results of the vote are expected to be announced on Friday. The Assembly Committee on Public Benefit Reform is considering legislation that would ban anyone who repeatedly defrauds the state to receive unemployment insurance benefits from receiving future benefits for a period of 7 years. A state audit released earlier this year found 44,000 cases of intentional unemployment fraud that cost the state $86 million from 2011 to 2014. The Republican co-author of the bill, Representative Samantha Kirkman of Salem, said she didn't want to penalize people on a first strike, but catch those who do it more than once. However, Democrats on the committee said many people who make simple mistakes on their forms could be unnecessarily penalized. More than 100 people showed up for last night's public hearing at the Racine Masonic Temple on the City of Waukesha's proposed water diversion plan, which would include returning treated wastewater to Lake Michigan through the Ritt River in Racine County. The DNR Shaley Pfeiffer explained how Waukesha's aquifer-related radium problem led to seeking an exemption to the Great Lakes Compact for diverting at least 10 million gallons of lake water each day. She noted that if Waukesha's proposal gets approval from Wisconsin, it would go to other states and provinces in the Great Lakes Compact for consideration.
If they approve it, it would then be returned to Wisconsin for permits and any final decision. That final decision would include any sort of specifics of what Waukesha would need to comply with as part of that diversion. If at either the state or the regional level, the application is determined to not be approved or it's denied at the regional level, then the application ends at that point.
Among those attending to voice opposition was Racine State Representative Corey Mason. Racine was one of 3 hearings this week on Waukesha's water diversion proposal. A sidewalk maintenance fund proposal was pitched to the Racine Common Council in Committee of the Whole by Public Works Commissioner Mark Yalen to replace the current system of assessments implemented because of a 1997 lawsuit, but which he claims is heavy-handed and legalistic and alienates affected property owners. Yalen is recommending every property, commercial and residential, pay a $27 a year fee versus the cost of having the work done personally or by the city, which includes a $25 permit. He noted not only do taxpayers complain about the cost of sidewalk repairs, they generally consider sidewalks a nuisance.
As a symptom of this, the city has a policy where in certain limited cases we allow property owners to request to remove the sidewalks abutting their property. If you want to say that there's an indictment of our current system, I would say that's it. Somebody 50, 60 years ago went through the expense of installing that sidewalk, and now people despise them to the point where they pay to have them removed.
Yalen recommended no exceptions like property owners who do not have sidewalks, but noted it's up to the council, which will ultimately make a decision after another committee meeting in 2 weeks to continue the discussion. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.